American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
We definitely want to recognize landowners for the great work they do.
That's Haley Lockwood, the Communications, Publications, and Programs Director with the Wyoming Stock Growers Association regarding the Leopold Conservation Award Program. They have a partnership with the Wyoming Department of Agriculture and the Sand County Foundation, which sponsors the award, which recognizes agricultural landowners actively committed to land stewardship.
This program especially recognizes ranchers in Wyoming who have dedicated their time and efforts and money to ensuring that their property, you know, is in the best possible shape for wildlife and their livestock.
And Lockwood said they've selected a ranching family in Wyoming who has worked hard to improve their land and will submit that to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as an entry to their big recognition of environmental stewardship.
Yeah, this year's winners are the Garrett Ranch. They are south of Casper, Wyoming, the central part of Wyoming, and they were founded in the 1930s, and they basically stayed in the same location since then, running Hereford cattle. They've done a lot of work with the Game and Fish Department on various projects, sagebrush control. They've actually used beavers to create dams to help create some natural ponds and also work with various other state agencies to help with erosion in different streams and just essentially find different ways to make their property more profitable and better for both cattle and wildlife in the area.
And again, they will be entered into the NCBA's Environmental Stewardship Award, said Lockwood.
Correct. So next year, January 2018, I will start the process of putting that application together, and we will find out, probably about May of next year, if they've been accepted into the NCBA program for their environmental stewardship.
And Lockwood tells us a little more about the Garrett family.
Pete and Ethel Garrett, and then they have their son and daughter working on the ranch, as well as their two grandchildren. So right now there's three generations working on the ranch, and they are very busy people, and they're very grateful to have their family there helping them.
That's Heather Lockwood, Wyoming Stock Growers Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.